Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This Jonte Porter scandal is a doozy in the NBA. So much so that we got to talk NBA here in Pittsburgh, and it's not really about the NBA. It's about the gambling. The league found that Jonte Porter, who is a Toronto Raptor, shared injury information with somebody he knew to be an NBA bettor. That's not good. But wait, there's more. The league also found that Porter pulled himself out of a game after 3 minutes claiming illness in order to make sure a prop bet on his stats, an under bet paid out. And then, the league found out that Porter placed at least 13 bets on NBA games using another person's online betting account. He won $22,000 on those bets. Three of his wagers were multi-game parlays in which Porter bet on the Raptors to lose. Not to win, to lose. Jonte Porter didn't play in any of those games, but even still, he's got information, and he bet on his team to lose. Look, at first blush, without any of the details, you go, oh, lifetime ban, that seems way harsh. No, they got it right here.
Yes.
But here's what I don't like that's happening out there. Well, this is all because the NBA's in bed with DraftKings and FanDuel and all these big-time sports betting apps. I don't think that's why it happened. I think that's why he got caught. Like, this kind of stuff has happened before. This isn't the first time we've had a gambling scandal in professional sports. You had the Black Sox scandal all the way back in 1919. The mob was involved. Shoeless Jackson can't get in the Hall of Fame. The mob was involved. Need you say more? Tim Donaghy, a referee in the NBA, was betting on games, and he admitted this, from 2003 until 2007, games that he was officiating.
Mm-hmm.
Pete Rose bet on a game and games that he managed. This, to me, is an illegalized sports betting problem. It's just the next one, at least in my opinion.
It still is not a good look.
Oh, it's a bad look.
I mean, it's still not a good look with the partnership. Well, not partnerships, but in bed with these betting. And you, it's just so accessible now. I think it's easier to bet. It's easier to... I just don't know how they caught him whenever he was giving information to a friend that put a bet in. Like, wouldn't the friend get caught?
Because the bet was so big, it raised red flags. Okay. So here's what they wrote in kind of the press release. They were brought to the NBA's attention, those bets, by licensed sports betting operators in an organization that monitors legal betting markets. So no one's ever going to be out there, typically, throwing $80,000 around on a guy like Jonte Porter, who I didn't know he existed until all this came down. I think most casual NBA fans would say the same thing.
Yeah, like, I know his brother.
Yeah. Porter, right?
Michael Porter Jr. Porter, yeah. His brother Porter.
Same surname. Yeah. You're an NBA guy.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know about this guy.
No clue.
Yeah. So, and what he did was he spaced these things out months apart. But because it's legal, I think is why he got caught. Because there's now more oversight than there's ever been before.
Tracking things. Yes.
Yes. And from what I understood, when we talked about this way back, when we were one of the first shows that actually talked about this thing, is my understanding is that there are reports that had to be, have to be given to the leagues so that you can sniff around and find when something like this is going on. You're right. It is more accessible now than it's ever been before, and it's all, for the most part, above board and over the table. All of these things can now be tracked, and all of these things can now be vetted. So I can never say outright that it wouldn't have happened before, because you're right, it is more accessible, and thus more people are gambling, blah, 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 blah. What I'm saying is I don't think that all the people who are saying, see, this is why you don't get into bed with these companies, I don't know that that's the why. I know that it's the why he got caught.
Mm-hmm.
But look, there are things that can't happen.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is why the NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball, they all fought against this stuff actually happening, legalized sports betting in some cases, because they're afraid about the integrity of their sports getting called into question. You could have point shaving.
Yes.
With over-unders and player props. You could have outright throwing of games. And then you could have basically the insider trading element. What happened here is you got one, two, three, all three of them at once. All three of them at once. So the lifetime ban, for me, is absolutely warranted. The question for you, the people out there, before we get into the draft talk again at 9 o'clock, 412-928-9370, do you think that this is because of legalized sports gambling? I'd love people's opinion on this at 412-928-9370.
I just don't understand why the focus is so much on players doing it, not like admins and equipment managers and training staff. I mean, they have the insider information. Like, if you're an equipment manager in the NFL, you see, you hear, you know absolutely everything.
You know, Joey Bart's not playing yesterday before the general public's knowing that information.
And I'm not talking down, but they are more normal of people than the professional athletes, and they have probably more normal fans or more friends than the professional athletes do. I don't know why the focus isn't on admins upstairs knowing insider information and telling their, you know, cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, that's where the focus is. I think that the focus needs to be divvied out a little bit more, because I'm sure that it goes on in a building.
Oh, I guarantee you that it does. I think the NFL's kind of got it right when they say, don't do it in our facility.
And they geofence it.
They geofence it. They want plausible deniability. Anybody who gets caught in the NFL is a doofus, frankly, for getting caught. Because you know where you can do it, you know where you can't do it. I heard somebody call into Amy Lawrence's show before ours, and they had a long discussion, her and the producer and the update guy, about whether you should just ban all players from being able to gamble in professional sports. See, to me, that is a bridge too far. That's a bridge way too far. What you're going to have happen then is good players aren't going to be playing in the NBA, Major League Baseball, the NFL, or the NHL. Because if you say none of y'all can bet, guys are still going to try to bet. I'm fine with the parameters being, hey, DoFi. That's the plural of doofuses, Doran.
Don't bet on your own sport.
Don't bet on your own sports.
Yeah.
Don't bet on your games. Jonte Porter, my man, your career is ruined.
Everything.
For $22,000. What are you doing? And so my advice, and you could speak to this a lot more than I could, Doran, my advice would be to any young player in college, in high school, don't get started.
No.
Like, don't get started. Be very careful. We saw what happened in Iowa. With the Iowa State players, be careful. Because now with Jonte Porter, they're going to be coming for everybody.
The eyes are, whew.
Mm-hmm. I've also seen people say if Jonte Porter were a star, he would not have been banned forever. He sure as bleep would have. I really believe, if it were LeBron, he'd have been, I think you ban him forever. You can't have the integrity of your sport come under question. Imagine if it was LeBron.
Bro, what's going on with Shohei?
I actually believe Shohei now. Enough has come out that I think he was not smart in who he trusted, but I think it was all his guy. And that was stuff that was happening under the table. That was illegal sports betting, too.
Right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.